I still remember Christmas mornings when I was a boy. We would get up in the morning. Of course, I would get up early, probably before the sun came up, and just wait for everybody else to get up so we could gather under the tree and exchange our presents. And there were many thank yous that were said as those presents were being given and being opened. And then I would always have fun playing with my new toys and trying out all my new stuff. And then at a certain time on Christmas afternoon, my parents would come and say, "Okay, it's time to stop playing." We would all gather around the dining room table and we would write our thank you notes. It was very important. My parents wanted to make sure that we knew how important it was to thank others. And so we had that discipline. I was never happy about doing that. For some strange reason, I would rather play with my toys than sit down and write a thank you note. But my parents were standing over me, and I knew I wasn't going to get to play with my toys anymore until I finished writing those thank you notes, so I wrote those thank you notes. And you know how often, you know, all of us who are parents know how important it is to teach our children the importance of saying thank you. Somebody does something nice for you, gives you something, and what does mom and dad say? What do you say? Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, the Bible also considers thanks and a related word, praise, so important that thanks and praise are used in the Bible more than 400 times. And in the book of Psalms alone, almost 200 times we are called on to thank God, to praise God. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your steadfast love in the morning and your faithfulness by night. And Paul tells us in Ephesians 5, be filled with the Spirit as you, and this is a good one for Hymn Sing Sunday, as you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, singing, making melody to the Lord in your hearts, giving thanks to God the Father at all times and for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Giving thanks at all times and for everything. And Paul writes to the Philippians, do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus when we pray with thanksgiving in all of our requests. And finally, to the Thessalonians, Paul writes these words, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And modern science has also kind of rediscovered the importance and the power of thanksgiving. As I was doing a little bit of research on thanksgiving and gratitude, I have learned that studies now have shown that people who regularly express thanks are healthier, happier, they have better relationships, they have stronger immune systems. Thanksgiving actually strengthens the immune system, helps us to fight off disease. There is a healing power in thanksgiving that we see perhaps reflected in our gospel reading for today. You know, thanks is so important. And you know, why should it be this way? What is it about thanksgiving that makes it so important? Well, in part, I believe it's simply the way we were designed. Our bodies were designed by a creator. That we have been designed, our bodies, and especially our brains, have been put together in such a way that we function best as human beings in an atmosphere of thankfulness, an atmosphere of praise, that thanks and praise that lifts the spirit. You know, it's hard to find a stingy person who is also a person who just overflows with thanks and gratitude. And also, gratitude goes hand in hand with humility. Those who are truly and deeply thankful are also truly and deeply humble. Again, it's hard to find a proud, arrogant person who is also deeply thankful at the same time. God has created us for thanks. And indeed, the scriptures tell us that when we're in heaven, we're going to be spending all of our time in thanks and praise to God. You know, someone once said, you can't be too rich or too thin. I'm not sure I agree with either of those. But one thing I do agree with is you can't be too thankful. You know, there are some things in life you can't overdo, and I believe thankfulness is one of those. You know, my own personal confession is, despite what my parents taught me, I'm not good about writing thank you notes. I really need to change that about myself. Not just because of being reminded once again last week of how wonderful it is to be thanked, to receive thanks from others, but also from being reminded that being thankful is also good for me. So I do want to thank each and every one of you. I am so blessed and so thankful to be here as your pastor. And I am looking forward to getting to know all of you better. And I'm sure the more I get to know all of you, the more thankful I am going to be for each and every one of you. And if you're like me and are not real good about writing thank you notes, I ask you to join me right now in making a personal resolution. See if you can write at least half a dozen thank you notes this week. I am going to endeavor to do that. And please ask me next Sunday if I did it. And maybe I'll ask you if you did too. Amen.